Chapter 1. There was a downside to staying in a luxurious high-rise suite in Las Vegas. It wasn't the price. Neil Raines had been on a winning streak lately, and he was glad to blow his spoils on a lavish room for his son's visit. The problem was, their hotel room's location put them in close proximity to several VIPs staying on the same floor. Every time Tom Raines and his dad went up to their room, they passed through a gauntlet of private contractors guarding the hallway. So far, Tom had slipped by with a bit of maneuvering. Today, something felt different as they neared the metal detectors and body scanners waiting for them. Neil reacted the way he always did to the sight. "This is the problem with the overclass," he blustered to Tom as they neared, a challenging glint in his eyes, voice loud because he clearly hoped one of those VIPs would hear him. "At the end of the day, they're a bunch of pathetic cowards hiding behind their hired thugs." The security contractors scowled. They'd heard. "We can get another room elsewhere," Tom said in a low voice. "I'm sick of this, too. I'd rather we stayed somewhere cheaper and you put all this money, I don't know, in a savings account."
"Savings account?" Neil snorted.
"Yeah, sure. I'll stash my hard-earned bucks with some thieving bankers so they can pass another depositor's tax to fund their next bailouts. No way."
He clapped Tom's back. "I'd rather treat my boy right for once."
With that, Neil thrust his arms up in the air for his pat-down, leering at the security guards who closed in around him. Tom lingered a few feet behind him, delving into his pocket for the medical exemption the military had provided to intrasolar trainees whenever they encountered security scanners, devices that tended to reveal the neural processors in their skulls. As Neil grumbled, Tom's mind wandered back to the last time he'd visited his father. They'd had a bad fight. He hadn't understood Neil's fear of Vengerov, and Neil had refused to explain. Later, Tom got it. After Joseph Vengerov locked him outside in the Antarctic to freeze to death. A few $1 trillion gave a man power over life or death, and Neil had realized that before Tom had. Tom hadn't known what to say to his dad to fix things. As it turned out, he didn't have to. Neil was just as eager to pretend nothing had happened. Maybe he was even trying to make up for something, hence the fancy room, the nice casino, and Neil even woke up earlier so they could grab some dinner before he headed out for the night. He was thrilled to hear about Tom's promotion to upper company, and he, in turn, was eager to tell Tom all about the ghost in the machine who'd blown up the skyboards.
"Guess you haven't heard much about this in the Spire, huh?" Neil said, chuckling over his drink. "It happened right before you came back."
Tom swallowed. Hard.
"Oh, yeah. Haven't heard much."
"It was amazing, Tommy. There's this bright flash overhead. I look up, and every single one of those advertisement boards is lit up with this message. The ghost in the machine is watching the watchers."
"And you know who that's aimed at?"
"Gotta be the Department of Homeland Security. Maybe Obsidian Corp." "Next thing I know, they explode. Every last one of them." He took a big, triumphant swig of his drink. "You had to be there." Tom couldn't help a grim flicker of pride hearing that. Apparently, the ghost had deeply impressed his father, which was awesome, because Tom was the ghost in the machine. He'd blown up the skyboards. Neil leaned toward him. "I tell you, the cocaine importing agency's got to be crawling up the walls trying to find this guy. Let's hope they don't find him."
"Yeah, I'll drink to that," Tom said, raising his soda. "They ever do, and just wait. This ghost will be found with 2 gunshots to the back of his head in an apparent suicide."
Tom's grin slipped a bit. It wasn't the most reassuring thing to hear. And he wasn't reassured now as they approached the security guards, trying to pick out the supervisor so he could hand over his exemption and get through this quickly.
His medical form claimed he needed to bypass the scanning machines due to an implanted nerve stimulator in his skull to treat epilepsy. Every time Tom used it around his dad, he had to be careful. Neil needed to be too occupied to see him slip it to the supervising guard, and he needed to get it back before Neil turned and saw it. Usually, he tried to part ways with his dad early, slip back to the room separately. Today, Neil had dogged his steps. Today, he couldn't avoid it.